Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Now, today we're going to be talking about literature. It's a book entitled My Sister's Keeper, and the good thing about this is that it's recommended by us as a way to improve your reading comprehension skills. It's kind of a contemporary story, and it'll break your heart as you read it. And also, if you don't quite understand the book itself, you might consider watching the movie, because they've actually made a movie of this book.
Yeah, it came out a couple of years ago. It is kind of sad, isn't it? But it also is very provocative. Provocative means it makes you think a lot. It gets you really thinking about how you feel about some of these issues. It's a little controversial, I would say, as well.
Sure.
So it's kind of fun to read these kind of books and then discuss them with other folks. Maybe if you belong to a book club, this is a book that you could suggest, because it would give you a lot to discuss, don't you think?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. And I haven't actually seen this book in print, but who knows, if I came across it, I might read it, because the author herself has some pretty good credentials here, so it actually might be a pretty good read. So let's get to it. Let's talk about our unit today on literature, a bond between sisters, My Sister's Keeper. Let's read the first part of our lesson right now.
My Sister's Keeper is a fascinating novel that poses several interesting questions about life. At the start, 2-year-old Kate Fitzgerald is diagnosed with a rare and aggressive form of leukemia. Her parents, Sarah and Brian, decide to do whatever it takes to save their child's life. When chemotherapy treatments aren't effective, Kate's doctor suggests that Sarah could try to get pregnant and have the child act as a bone marrow donor to save Kate's life. Luckily, they have another daughter, Anna, and she is a perfect genetic match for Kate's transplant. However, they will have to wait until Anna is old enough to undergo the operation. For many years, Anna suffers blood withdrawals and an excruciating bone marrow extraction to keep Kate alive. Sarah devotes all her attention to Kate's recovery, while neglecting the needs of Anna and their son Jesse. To the family's surprise, when Anna turns 13, she hires a lawyer to defend her in court, claiming she doesn't want to donate a kidney to Kate, who is in the final stage of kidney failure. Her mother is appalled by Anna's selfish decision. The family is in turmoil in the lead-up to the trial. When called to the witness stand, Anna reveals that Kate told her to file this lawsuit because she was tired of being sick and wanted to die. In the end, the judge rules in favor of Anna. However, in an unexpected twist, Anna is critically injured in a car accident, and the doctors remove her kidney and give it to Kate before she dies.
Okay, let's talk about the actual plot of this book, and in our lessons in the next couple of days, we'll talk about the author herself and some of the meanings of this book. But today we're going to talk about the plot. What happens? Well, My Sister's Keeper, that's the title, is a fascinating novel that poses several interesting questions about life. If something's fascinating, of course, it's very, very interesting. Interesting to the point that you just can't take your attention off of it, okay? You just want to keep watching it. It's fascinating. I've certainly read fascinating novels before where it was a real page-turner. I just couldn't put it down until I'd finished it.
Yeah. It says here that it poses several interesting questions about life. To pose a question is a phrase we use to mean we just ask a question, to pose a question. So at the start of the novel, you find out that there's a little 2-year-old girl named Kate, and she's diagnosed with a rare and aggressive form of leukemia. If you're diagnosed with a disease, it just means the doctors check you, they do some tests, and they recognize what kind of illness you have by doing this thorough examination, and they discover that she has a form of cancer. Leukemia is a cancer of the blood, and if it's aggressive, it means it's moving very quickly, it's progressing quickly, meaning it could cause her death very fast.
Right. Leukemia, of course, involves the blood-producing areas of the body, mostly the bone marrow, and there's some kind of problem with the cells, so they grow too many cells, and it causes all sorts of problems, and you can die from this. And if it's aggressive, that means, hey, it's likely to attack or confront you. Leukemia here is progressing fast. It's attacking the body fast, so we're calling it an aggressive form of leukemia.
Her parents are named Sarah and Brian, and they decide they're going to do whatever it takes to save Kate's life. Of course, most parents feel that way about their children. They'll do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes means there are no limits to what they will do. They will do whatever they need to in order to save Kate's life. Now, of course, if you have cancer, most of the time patients are recommended to have chemotherapy. Chemotherapy is a very strong cancer treatment. You are given the drug that goes inside your body. It's a liquid form, and it makes you very, very sick. You sometimes lose your hair. You don't want to eat anymore. You lose your appetite. Well, the chemotherapy treatments that Kate have weren't effective. If something's effective, it means it produces the result that you want. It has the intended effect. So here it just means the chemotherapy didn't do what they wanted it to do.
Wow, that's amazing here. So what can you do if chemotherapy doesn't work? Kate's doctors suggest that Sarah could try to get pregnant and have the child act as a bone marrow donor to save Kate's life. So I guess that's another solution to leukemia, is to have a bone marrow transplant. Bone marrow, of course, is the inside of your bone, basically. Mm-hmm. And again, as I said before, that's where blood is produced.
I have heard that that's very painful, though, to be a bone marrow donor. So if you need someone to donate their bone marrow, you're asking them to actually go through a lot of pain to help you. Luckily, they do manage to get pregnant, and they have another daughter. This one is named Anna, and she is a perfect genetic match for Kate's transplant. Just because you have a brother or sister doesn't mean they're going to be a perfect genetic match for you. Genetic is the adjective form of the noun gene. A gene is a part of a cell that controls or influences your appearance, your growth, the health of your body. All living things have genes.
They certainly do, and genetic, of course, is the adjective form of gene, of or related to genes and heredity and all that kind of stuff. And transplant here, again, can be both a verb and a noun, but here it's being used as a noun, just moving one thing to something else, usually an organ, a liver transplant, or a kidney transplant, mm-hmm. for example. These are things that are done quite often these days. However, they will have to wait until Anna is old enough to undergo the operation. So, yeah, you can't just have a baby and then say, okay, stick that baby in the operating room and do a bone marrow transplant. No, it just doesn't work that way. They're going to have to wait until Anna is old enough to undergo this operation. And, of course, if you have something done to your body by a doctor or by a surgeon, we say that is an operation. I need to have an operation. I had an operation on my eye when I was about 8 years old or so. It was pointed totally in the wrong direction, so I had to have an operation. Have you ever had any kind of operation, Stephanie?
No, I've been lucky.
Good for you. Okay.
The operation, of course, is a process where a doctor cuts into your body in order to repair something. For example, Tom's eye, they cut into his eye to repair his eye. Or sometimes they will have an operation or do an operation to remove something that's damaged or diseased, some sort of diseased part of your body. A lot of people who have cancer first have cancer surgery. Surgery is another word for operation, where the doctor will remove something, and then they'll have chemotherapy, which is horrible. But, you know, that's what you have to do in order to survive.
And for many years, Anna suffers blood withdrawals and an excruciating bone marrow extraction to keep Kate alive. So this is what the sister has to endure or undergo, blood withdrawals. I'm not a doctor. I'm not quite sure what that is, but I do know withdraw As the verb means you take something out of some kind of place. Like, I need to go to the bank to withdraw some money, for example. Or, whereas in this case, it's a noun here, withdrawal. Withdrawal. That's kind of hard to pronounce. The W and the L kind of merge together.
Yeah.
Withdrawal. Withdrawal. Okay? That's the act of withdrawing something. I could make a withdrawal from the bank. So I guess a blood withdrawal means she has to let some blood come out of her body.
Yeah, someone's taking blood from her body. Like Tom said, you can make a bank withdrawal. If you need some cash, you go to the ATM and you make a withdrawal. Troops will withdraw from an area. Withdraw is the noun form, or the verb form, of course. If troops withdraw from an area, it's called a troop withdrawal. They leave that area. So they have to take blood from poor little Anna. And we're using the verb suffer because it hurts. It's not very fun. And then we're actually finding out that the bone marrow extraction is even worse. It's excruciating. This word scares me even to look at because it means extremely painful. Extremely. And I've heard this about bone marrow donors. They're great people. I think of them as heroes because they're willing to go through this pain for someone else. An extraction is the process of getting something by pulling it out or forcing it out. We'll often talk about getting a tooth extracted. A tooth extraction is when your dentist pulls out a really diseased or bad tooth. That's no fun either. But they have to do these things, make the blood withdrawals and the bone marrow extractions to help keep Kate alive.
And let's keep our program alive by taking a break and listening to our Chinese teacher now, but we will be right back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要介绍的文学作品，它的名称叫做 My Sister's Keeper, 中文翻译成为姐姐的守护者。首先我们来看到故事的内容，在第一段的第二个句子提到 At the start,2-year-old Kate Fitzgerald is diagnosed with a rare and aggressive form of leukemia. 在这里面，两岁的 Kate 呢，她被诊断出一种罕见的急性血癌。在这里的 diagnose 原来用来当作是动词，是诊断的意思。医生诊断出某人患有什么疾病，我们就可以用 diagnose somebody with 来加上疾病的名称。而其实它的名词形态 diagnosis 也是常用的，它的拼法是 diagnosis。我们常说早期的诊断跟治疗能够预防严重的问题，英文就可以写 Early diagnosis and treatment can prevent serious problems。 而他的父母呢，就想办法要能够救这个孩子，所以在第一段的后面提到 When chemotherapy treatments aren't effective, case doctors suggest that Sarah could try to get pregnant and have the child act as a bone marrow donor to save Kay's life. Sarah 是 Kate 的母亲，医生建议呢，也许妈妈可以再试着怀孕，而这个小孩子就可以 act as a bone marrow donor。 act as 是有担当什么工作的意思，他希望这个小孩子可以作为骨髓的捐赠者来救治 Kate。 前面提到的Effective 当作形容词就是解释成为有效的，它的名词形态 effect 就是解释成为影响跟效果。接着在第二段 Luckily they have another daughter Anna and she is a perfect genetic match for Kate's transplant. 很幸运的第二个女儿 Anna 出生了，她的基因跟 Kate完全相符合，可以进行器官的移植。在英文里面，器官移植就可以用 transplant 这个字。后面中间还提到 For many years, Anna suffers blood withdrawals and an excruciating bone marrow extraction to keep Kate alive. 还记得吗？Anna 的出生其实就是为了要救姐姐 Kate， 所以许多年来为了保住 Kate 的性命， Anna 必须承受着抽血跟骨髓抽取的强烈痛楚。在这里提到的 blood withdrawals， 其实从动词 withdraw 就是有抽取跟收回的意思，而这里用了一个形容词 excruciating， 也就是代表极痛苦的、难忍受的，来修饰这种要承受骨髓抽取的痛楚。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson now. Remember, we're talking about My Sister's Keeper here. It's a novel about a girl who has a terrible disease, and her parents have another child so that that child can give her some kind of medical treatment, bone marrow transplant, and blood withdrawals and stuff like that. So let's continue here. Sarah, the mother of these two girls, devotes all her attention to Kate's recovery. So she might think, well, the new kid is, we love her and everything like that, but it's Kate who really has all the problems, so here she's donating all her time and all her effort to keeping Kate alive. She wants to make her recover. The process of recovering or returning to your original state of health is your recovery. So she wants her to recover. She's devoting all her attention to Kate's recovery.
But at the same time, she's also neglecting the needs of Anna and her son, whose name is Jesse. So it's like this mother is forgotten. She has two other kids, which is kind of sad, I think, for Anna and Jesse. If you neglect somebody, you don't take care of them, you fail to give them the attention that they need. And it's really bad if you're saying a parent is neglecting their kids. So she's kind of focused entirely on Kate. Says there that she's devoted. If you're devoted to someone, you spend all your time and your attention on that person. So it's kind of sad that this has happened, but, you know, it does happen in some families. I've seen this. It's not unusual to hear about these things happening. Usually if a child is sick, they tend to get more attention than the other kids.
Exactly. And I guess it could also be argued that sometimes the oldest child gets all the attention, whereas the younger ones don't get it so much. But again, lots of people think that. I don't know how true that is.
Oh, was that true for you?
Not necessarily, no. I don't think so. I think we all had our different needs, and I think my mother was as fair as she could be. But in any case here, to the family's surprise, when Anna turns 13, she hires a lawyer to defend her in court. Now, if you go to court, of course, there are basically two sides, somebody who's trying to win and somebody who's trying not to be defeated. The winners and the losers, the defense and the prosecutor.
Uh-huh.
Somebody who's trying to get somebody convicted of a crime, and then the other side is that person who is accused, and they're trying to prove that they weren't the person who did the crime. But here, hey, I guess she feels that she's wronged here, so she needs a lawyer to defend her in court, to protect her, to make sure that she doesn't lose the court suit.
So if you defend someone, you fight to keep someone safe or to fight to keep them from being destroyed or damaged. She wants a lawyer to help her in court. A court is a place where there are legal meetings, where people give evidence about their disagreements. Here it's not exactly a crime. She's going to court to say, my family's doing this to me and it's wrong. And she presents evidence showing that she's being hurt. Usually it's presented to either a judge. Sometimes you'll have a jury of 12 people. Here in Taiwan, you just have a judge. And then that judge decides, according to the law, which side is right and which side is wrong. So she is claiming she doesn't want to donate a kidney to Kate. You know, this is part of her body. Why does she have to keep giving
parts of herself to her sister. If you claim something, you state it's true, although there's no proof yet. Kate, we find out here, is in the final stage of kidney failure. Your kidneys are, you have two kidneys, actually. They're organs in your body that help remove the waste from your blood. It keeps your body working. It gets rid of all the poisons that our body accumulates. And it comes out of our body through urine. You know, that's how we get rid of the nasty stuff in our body. Kate is in kidney failure, which means both her kidneys have stopped working. She needs a new kidney. And if you have one, you can continue to live. So we all have two. We can give one away, but hopefully that one we have left keeps working.
Hopefully, but if that one fails, then you are in big trouble. You're going to have, oh, can I say the word dialysis? Xishen, as it's called in Chinese. If you don't have kidneys that work, then you need some kind of special operation. Gee, but you have to do that about three times a week or something.
Yeah, three times a week.
And it's probably no fun to do that. And, of course, you might expect her mother is appalled by Anna's selfish decision. How could you do this to your beloved sister? You're bringing a lawyer. You're taking us to court. That is totally unacceptable. I bet that the mother probably wanted to kick Anna out of the house.
If you're appalled, it means you feel a lot of disgust, a lot of shock at something. Sometimes you could also say it causes you to feel a lot of fear. Here, the mom is really disgusted or angry about Anna's decision. She calls it selfish. I don't think it's a selfish decision at all, but that's my opinion. The family is in turmoil. Turmoil is a state where a lot of things are in confusion. There's a lot of disorder going on. It's in turmoil in the lead up to the trial. In the lead up to something just means in the time right before the trial takes place. And of course, the trial is actually the formal title of the meetings that we have in court, where we give evidence about what's been done to us, how someone's hurt us, and that's where the judge will decide whether you're right or wrong.
So when you have a trial or when you go to court, of course, people have to go to the witness stand and give testimony. They're asked questions by the defense and the prosecution, and everybody has to listen. So she's called to the witness stand. A witness, of course, is somebody who saw what happened. So she goes up there to give some testimony. And when she's there, she reveals that Kate, her sister Kate, the one who's sick, told her to file this lawsuit because she was tired of being sick and wanted to die. At least that's what Anna revealed. She let people know this secret. Of course, if you want something decided by the law, by lawyers and a court and things like that, you need to file a lawsuit. To file it, it means to go to the court and actually formally declare that you want this taken care of by the law.
You give some official documents to the court so that they can be considered, they can be approved. We also use file to talk about filing our taxes. When we have to go pay our taxes, we fill out those forms, you know. That's called filing your taxes. Well, Anna surprisingly told everyone it was Kate, her sick sister, that told her to do this. Because Kate, it turns out, is tired of being sick and just wants to be allowed to die. She doesn't want to keep trying and fighting to live.
And in the end, the judge rules in favor of Anna. So the judge decides, yes, Anna, you don't need to do these things. You're not required to. In favor of means it's to someone's advantage. So she decides with Anna. The judge decides that Anna is the winner.
Mm-hmm. He supports Anna. Well, there's an unexpected twist at the end of the book. Unexpected means it's surprise. It's a surprise to you. And a twist is usually a surprise in a plot or story that you weren't expecting. It seems to come out of nowhere. And what happens is that Anna is critically injured in a car accident. Critically injured actually means you're injured to the point where you don't survive. You pass away. You can be in critical condition. That doesn't mean you're going to die. It means that you're in a serious condition, that you have the possibility of dying. But if it does say these two words in a row, critically injured, it means that person eventually passed away.
To be injured means you receive injuries or harm to your body, broken bones, cut skin, whatever, a bashed in head. Those are all examples of injuries. And because she has passed away, the doctors think, well, okay, we've got some kidneys here that nobody's using and they're a perfect fit for Kate. So the kidney goes to Kate. She got that kidney anyway, despite the court's decision.
Okay, everybody, we're going to listen a little bit more to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap up.
接着后面的句子提到 Sarah devotes all her attention to Kate's recovery while neglecting the needs of Anna and their son Jesse. 妈妈呢全心全意为了要照顾 Kate 让她康复，同时却忽略掉 Anna 跟另外一个儿子 Jesse 的需求。 Neglect 其实就是有忽略跟疏于照顾的意思。如果你说忘记忽略去做什么事情，你可以说 neglect to do something。接着在第三段开始提到 To the family's surprise, when Anna turns 13, she hires a lawyer to defend her in court, claiming she doesn't want to donate a kidney to Kate, who is in the final stage of kidney failure.到了 Anna 13岁的时候呢，很意外的，她聘请了一个律师在法庭上为她辩护。这里的 claiming 它的主词就是 Anna， 也就是 she， 她宣称她不愿意捐赠她的肾脏给姐姐 Kate， 而后面补充说明 Kate 的状态是正在呢濒临肾衰竭的末期。而后面提到 When called to the witness stand, Anna reveals that Kate told her to file this lawsuit because she was tired of being sick and wanted to die. 当被叫到证人席上的时候， Anna 才说她会这么做完全是因为姐姐 Kate 要她这么做的。最后我们看到这里写着是 HoweverIn an unexpected twist, Anna is critically injured in a car accident, and the doctors remove her kidney and give it to Kate before she dies. 很遗憾的是 Anna 在车祸当中身受重伤，医生们就在过世前摘除她的肾脏，移植给了姐姐 Kate。
Thanks for joining us, everyone. In day two of our unit here, we're going to be talking more about the author, Jodi Picoult. She comes from Long Island, New York, and we're going to talk about her background some more. So we hope you'll stay tuned for that. Thanks for joining us. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.